A special came on the TV this week. I was told by my friends I just had to see. What is this great special? How good can it be to draw me from my book when it's time that I need? Oh, you'll love it, they said. You can get you a sermon from watching this slimy green little vermin named Grinch steal Christmas from all in the town. It's a great little show, they went on to say, not the silly sort of stuff they put on every day. My schedule's too tight. I just had to miss how the Grinch turned Christmas into such of a mess. But as I was reading my Bible that night, reading the story of the birth of the Christ, I was suddenly struck with unsettling fear. What if someone came in and stole Christmas right here? But what crook could do it? Who could carry it out? It just couldn't be done, I said to myself as I went for a run. But run though I might, I couldn't perish the thought. Some thief might grab Christmas fast and run off. But again, who could do it? Who could carry it out? And then I thought of the evil called doubt. The evil called doubt is a terrible thing, a snake who can bite anyone from a kid to a king. I went on back home. I finished my run. I wanted to know, could it really be done? I opened my scripture, and intently I read, could doubt really ruin Christmas, ruin the birth of the Son? I opened my Bible. Intently I read. It filled me quickly with dread. And yes, it could happen. Yes, it's true. Christmas could be stolen from me and from you. Oh, but you think I'm mistaken. You think I'm a fool. No doubt that's what doubt wants you to do. Say to yourself, this preacher's a bore. This story he's telling, I've heard it before. But to himself, quite under his breath, doubt is muttering, these folks just can't guess how I almost cut all Christmases off at the pass. You don't believe me, said doubt with a grin. You think Christmas must always have been? Well, you're wrong. With a good break my way, I could have stopped Christmas that first Christmas day. You still think I'm fooling? Still don't believe? Then read in your Bibles and listen and see. I took his advice. I read further and saw fear of my inner started to gnaw. Oh, yes, it's true. It's true I found out that first Christmas had trouble from the evil called doubt. Think of sweet Mary, poor little thing, who was told by an angel she'd give birth to a king, the Savior, the Messiah, the Almighty Lord, worthy of glory, honor, and laud. Think of it. Mary, a little Nazareth girl, who was she to give birth to the King of the world? When Gabriel first told her, she certainly was shocked. Oh my, what of Joseph, was surely her thought. He'll think me unfaithful. He'll think me as soiled. He'll never believe I'll give birth to the Lord. Oh, the whole thing's too horrible. What a terrible fate. I should go climb a mountain or jump in a lake. But Gabriel calmed her. Now you listen to me. You'll give birth to the man who will make all men free. Trust me, said Gabriel. Put your faith in the Lord. He'll never forsake you. He's as good as his word. And don't worry about Joseph. He'll understand. I'll give him a talking to, angel to man. So Mary decided to kneel and to pray. She said, Lord, I'll trust you to give me the birth of this babe. I'll praise you and serve you. Let no doubt come between us. I'll bear you this baby and call his name Jesus. But surely, if Mary from doubt did escape, surely old Joseph should have had a grim fate. Surely old Joseph would not have believed that in the womb of his woman the Spirit had breathed, a Savior who'd come over all men to rule. Surely old Joseph was not such a fool. Why, the law said, when Mary's story she spilled, Joseph had the right to arrest her and quick have her killed. He at least should have spread the story of her disgrace, should have told her tall tale all over the place. There's no way Joseph believes a tale so absurd. But he really believed she'd give birth to God's word. He said, I'll not doubt you. I'll stand by your side. There'll be some who scorn and laugh and deride. But I believe you, said Joseph. I know that it's true. The Messiah is coming, and he's coming through you. But it was tax time, you see, so they both had to go to Bethlehem, where Joseph could hand over his dough to some fat, greedy Romans who just didn't care if Mary had a baby right there. I'm sorry, we're full, they heard time after time. No vacancy, no room, said sign after sign. But Joseph got mad and he yelled at this man, I know there's got to be room in your inn. I'm sorry, said the man, we're full to the brim. But seeing the man and seeing his wife, he realized how serious and desperate their plight, and he thought to himself, well, I do have a place. It ain't much, but I guess it'll do in this case. It's a stable, a plain, dark old cave. It's not much of a place for the birth of a babe. We'll take it, said Joseph. He turned to his wife and said, it ain't much, but I know it'll do for one night. Mary said, it's all right by me. I think I'm about to give birth to a tree. And so in a stable with cows eating hay, baby Jesus was born and in a manger was laid. Curses, no doubt, doubt said to himself. If I'm going to stop Christmas, I must stop someone else. Now, outside of town, about 9 or 10 blocks, there were shepherds on a hillside tending their flocks. It was cold and clear. All night they would stay, guarding their sheep to the dawn of the day. It was a nice, lazy evening. They could laugh, joke, and play. Nothing was happening, and they liked it that way, when suddenly, out of nowhere, appeared an angel, before whom they shrank back in fear. They fell on their faces as if struck by a bomb, wondering which one of us did something so terribly wrong. But the angel just yelled at them, get up out of hiding. Don't you know I've been sent by the Lord with good tidings? The Savior's been born. He said with a whoop, I've been told here to give you poor fellas the scoop. The Messiah's been born, yes, this very night. God has given to all a new baby, the Christ. And suddenly the angel was joined by a choir of 10,000 voices lit up by fire, and the dumbfounded shepherds listened in awe as God's chorus proclaimed peace and goodwill to all. And then just as suddenly the choir was gone, they saw no more angel, they heard no more song, and all that was left from the tumultuous doubt was the shepherds, the sheep, and the old evil doubt. One said to another, well, what do you say? Do you think we should walk or run all the way? We ain't going nowhere, another one scoffed. We lead these here sheep. These sheep will run off. That's right, said another. This here's our life. We're not supposed to go off looking for Christ. But we can't do nothing, said one. To stay on this hill would be to do nothing and say no to God's will. What angel, said one? It was just a mirage. We surely didn't get sent no message from God. But we saw them, said one. We heard their great song. No, my friend, you've been out here too long. But then said one, I know what I saw, and I know it's true. It's here in God's law. In the city of David, the Savior be born, and this is that city, and this is that morn, and you all can stay here and stay by your sheep, but I'm going to Bethlehem where I can seek the Savior who's been given to me. He said what he said, and that ended their talk. The skinny ones ran, and the rest of them walked. But all of them found the place where the Jesus babe lay. quiet in the manger, asleep in the hay. So this is the Messiah that God has now sent. They said to each other as back out they went to their sheep that they found altogether asleep. Yet before they returned to their job on the hill, they ran through the town and loudly they yelled, "The Messiah's been born! God's come to earth!" So that people stopped and stared at these shepherds of mirth, looking at them, listening, and all the time thinking, "I wonder how much eggnog these guys had been drinking." The shepherds weren't bothered. They weren't dismayed. They had heard the Lord's choir and seen the Lord's babe, and no doubt before that town they did leave, there were some in that town who their story believed. And stuck in his corner, hiding his pout, was the evil and frustrated, powerful force, doubt. This story is not just about things long ago. For the evil force doubt has never been slow in its efforts to keep people from coming to know that Jesus is the one from whom all blessings flow. True, doubt couldn't stop Christmas on the day of Christ's birth, but he's working afresh to make that day of no worth. Doubt can still steal Christmas. He can silence its truth. If we modern disciples stand as if mute, I'll make myself clear, I'll say it once more, doubt can steal Christmas if our witness is poor. Are we the type shepherds who won't leave the fold, who'll stay with the sheep and refuse to be bold? Are we the folks who try to say, "It's too much to ask. Give up our own lives and seek the Lord's task. Oh, some might can do it, the martyrs and saints, but we're flabby of soul and easily faint." It's a light-hearted poem, but the point is sincere. Does your witness truly make Christ's good news clear? Does your love cause people around you to ponder the reason we have this season of wonder? For beneath all the trappings and the tinsel and toys, there's the reason Christ gave us the birth of this boy. He came that we might know the depth of God's love. He came that we might feel the sense of above. And knowing Christ's light, we might relish his light and publish glad tidings in a world lost in night. Our task is to preach like those shepherds of mirth, that the God of salvation has come to the earth and lost sheep can still find rest in Christ's church. The story starts in Bethlehem, but that's not where it ends. Each generation must defeat doubt again. Each generation a decision must make to answer the challenge of living the faith. Each generation must shoulder the task of carrying Christ's cross wherever he asks. It's a job, it's an adventure, and a privilege too. For God has given us some wonderful news. Merry Christmas, we proclaim to all in our town. For God in Christ Jesus to earth has come down. Merry Christmas. May we pray together. Lord, even as we hear your story and see in the lives of these little ones that we come to you as a child or not at all, may the joy of your gift penetrate into our depths and bring us liberating love. In the name of the Christ we pray. Amen.